up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Yeah. Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Stock car boy, eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say baby. He got another one that just say hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. Got another one that just say hey. And Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Hey, Roy's so cool, that racing fool, he don't know what fear's about. He do 130 mile an hour, smiling at the camera with a toothpick in his mouth. He got a girl back home named Dixie Dawn, but he got honeys all along the way. And you ought to hit him screaming for the dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.
And your sheets were growing grass all on the corners of your bed. But you got too much to wear on your sleeves. It has too much to do with me. And secretly I want to bury in the yard the gray remains of a friendship scar.
You
doe skin and petals of kissing the lipless who bleed all the sweetness away.
This is Robbie Krieger, guitar player from The Doors. I'm here for HEAR, H-E-A-R, Hearing Education and Awareness for Rockers. I'm supporting this organization because they're doing their best to keep the hearing of rock and rollers at its best. Please do your part, give money, and keep wearing your earplugs. Thank you.
A chance that was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. Who did the goat dance very well? He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh,
All right, you are listening to WMFO in Medford. We just hopped on for a quick 25-minute show. I'm here with Adrian.
This is Adrian, and that was Blue by Joni Mitchell. That's a really interesting song. I think it's really one of the earliest songs I can think of where they envision California as this kind of a mythical place where you can go and all your problems will disappear. This was before Led Zeppelin.
When was that, by the way?
That was 1967, I believe.
Sure.
And so it's just really cool to hear. This was really Joni Mitchell's idea to think of California as this place. We're going to be doing mostly a retro set, 60s, 70s music. This is my first time choosing the music on air. Very exciting. Sam is the experienced DJ here.
Yes.
All right. Well, next up we got a song by Harry Nilsson. Very, very talented, not super well-known musician.
Awesome. Go for it.
Thank you. Since you're the delegate from Kansas, will you kindly take the floor and tell her what is Kansas thinking and what is Kansas for? Can we make your grave? Well, we gotta irrigate our desert. We've got to get some things to grow. And we gotta tell this country about Utah. Cause nobody seems to know.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
So that was Gotta Get Up by Harry Nelson. And then we played a song called Linda, Randy Newman, off his very first album, Randy Newman. That's quite an old album. Then Beach Boys, I Just Wasn't Made for These Times, off of Pet Sounds. I think that's a great, great record. Sam does not agree.
I'm not necessarily informed enough to really give a decision on it. I mean, I love that era. I love Sgt. Pepper's and albums that it's compared to, but I don't know. I didn't really grow up with the Beach Boys, and I kind of struggle to get into them now.
Yeah, I just think you can't have Sgt. Pepper without Pet Sounds.
Which one came first?
Pet Sounds.
Okay.
The story, as it goes, is that the Beatles heard Pet Sounds, and they said, oh, we got to outdo this album, and then that's when they created Sgt. Pepper, because really Pet Sounds is the first concept album.
And what was conceptual about it?
It was basically that all the songs had the same shared theme of kind of expressing your emotions, and it's not quite as tied together the same way Sgt. Pepper's is, but it's like I think one of the very first albums or rock albums that was so emotionally honest about like how he's really feeling. It's not about some fake love story that they're
sure
told to write about.
Sure.
And that's what makes it really interesting.
Okay, yeah.
Coming up next, we got a song by Wolfpack. This is a favorite of Sam's.
Yes.
He has played this before on the show. Great song. Here we go.
Thank you. te quiero, lo que te extraño. Nena, si tú supieras lo que te busco, lo que me enredo. Y en esa tu cabeza se pierde cualquier enamorado. Y tus ojitos de miel ya nunca me voy voltean a ver. Tú que te olvides lo que pasa, de lo que viene, de lo que soy. Y nunca piensas en mi laza, de dónde vine, de a dónde voy. Pues soy un loco enamorado que vive en el pasado, cuando los dos vivíamos en el solar. Un loco enamorado que vive en el pasado, cuando los dos vivíamos en el solar. Un loco enamorado que no sale, que no sale de tu ardor. Soy un loco y que no quieres de mi pasión. Pues soy un loco enamorado que vive en el pasado, cuando los dos vivíamos en el solar. Un loco enamorado que no sale, que no sale de tu ardor. Soy un loco enamorado en el pasado, cuando los dos vivíamos en el solar. Un loco enamorado que no piensa, que no piensa más que en tu voz. Un loco enamorado. Soy un loco enamorado que vive en el pasado, cuando los dos vivíamos en el solar. Un loco enamorado que no piensa más que en tu voz. Soy un loco enamorado que vive en el pasado, cuando los dos vivíamos en el solar. Un loco enamorado que no piensa más que en tu voz.
I
All right, this is WMFO in Medford. So that was The Sweet Science by Wolf Peck. And then we played a song called Loco Enamorado. This is by a guy named Bubo. His name's really Andres. He's a Tufts student, a good buddy of mine, and he just released it.
Sounds
really awesome
great,
to be playing him on the radio. And then that last song was called Starlight by Electric Light Orchestra. So this has been Sam and Adrian. We're reaching the end of our show.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. It was fun to come back on the show for an hour. And now we're going to pass it off. So here you go.
Body 19, 우린 제발 어울리고 또 먹자.